awesome show.
You guys are always beauties.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you're just gems. But you're always beauties.
I'm just looking for an update on Hainsey.
Ron Hainsey's not a player today and a day-to-day after that. And then Buff's in the game.
Flood's
in the game, yep. Flood's in the game. And
be okay?
Jonesy went home for personal reasons. He's fine. And then, you know, we'll see how he is when we get home. And everything else besides that is good. Mason will start.
So, Klitsam or Flood then tonight?
Both are in, yeah, because Ron Hainsey's out.
Yeah, right.
So the deep pairs are to start Klitsam and Bogosian and then Flood and Stewart. That's how we'll start. We'll go from there. The lines stay the same.
Do you like coming to buildings like this? Like, obviously, it's pretty rich in history, and it's that old style, or do you prefer the new big monsters?
Yeah, I like the new buildings. Because you're always jammed in the closets. They didn't think coaches back then, you know. And you're in the bathroom, or you're in a closet with four guys. You can't move. You know, it's different. I like the nostalgia of the buildings, and I like those parts of it. Different though. You look at the new buildings, you look at the old buildings, and you see no bells and whistles and stuff. It's way different. You know, I like the new buildings. So you go into the Pittsburghs and the Minnesotas and those. And the MTS Center, and it's all good.
See any parallels, Claude, between this franchise and yours in terms of the young core and trying to develop the right way?
No. I would only say that the parallels are in the newness for us of a franchise. These guys have a history of winning, and they also have a history of losing, and, you know, I think the parallels are, and we have some young guys, and, you know, we don't want to get stuck losing a whole long time.
How's Blake Wheeler been lately? I know he hasn't scored, but it seems like he's still been, you know, having plenty of opportunities and still flying out there.
He's been good. I mean, I don't know the numbers. I don't follow the numbers too closely with how long a guy has scored or not scored. I just look at the play, more or less. And he's played pretty good, you know. I mean, I think he's had a great, really good year. And so for me, I'm happy with that line, those three guys, taking the load of and the burden of carrying our team to a degree. And for me, they've been running with it. So I think that I'm real happy with him and how he's done. And, you know, I hope that he finishes off and scores a couple and stuff. But I'm real happy with the production of his.
Is he kind of evolving into more of a setup guy, or...?
I think he's just evolving into a good player, and I think there's a little ways to go with him, where he's going to find himself, where he's going to eventually land. But I think next season we'll see him become, I think his goals will be a little heavier than the goals that he scored this year, you know, because he had a slow start to a degree. So I think you'll see some changes there. I think from his own personal goals he'll want to do more there. So I really look forward to seeing him next year, because the best time for a player is when you have a season like this and you discover that, ooh, I can be maybe what I envisioned a long time ago or whenever you did. And then you have a summer to look at the confidence that you've built in yourself and then really push forward. That's the best part for a player, because when you see that player in September, October, you really start to see where he thinks. And you can see that with your team too. In a lot of ways, how your team attitude is going to be, which I really look forward to seeing in the fall. These are just things that, when I'm thinking, maybe not completely clear because there's a lot of stuff in there. Those are some of the things I look forward to.
Is that a big advantage for you this year that you didn't have last year? You're going to have exit meetings with these guys, and you're going to be able to say to them, you know, Blake, I want you to be a point of guy game
right
next year. This is what you need to. This is where you need to go.
The big advantage for me is that it's been a 82-game, or will have been an 82-game assessment evaluation, and a build-up of gathering knowledge about the players. That's the biggest growth area for me, is I I now think I know what I have. And it took a long time. And it's these games that you see coming down the stretch, the ones that are, even the ones now that you maybe people don't put value in, you know. That's all information. I'm just gathering tons of information, just little things, just things that happen in practice, responses from certain things, and it's just all really good information. And I think that's all the stuff that I need to know that gives me the exit meeting stuff. The exit meeting stuff for me is just a small part of it, because there will be contact a little bit through the summer to the players, and we'll just keep setting that thing to move forward and move ahead for next year. Where the other thing is I'll know where I want to go with these guys, and I'll know where, well, not only I want to go, but where do they want to go? Because you can't do it just by myself. They have to be part of it. And what do they want? What do they want to be? What do they want us to be, you know? So that's the best part of it.
Okay, thanks guys.